Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Okay, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got some great ones this week. I mean, among them, the great one himself, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, and then probably second to him, host emeritus of this program, Pastor Don Matzett from a sermon, and R. Scott Clark talking about the emergent church, and a caller, Joe, and Dr. Stephen Hine from a recent conversation we had about, what were we talking about? The unforgivable sin. We're going to be playing them for you, and this is how it works. There are no right answers. There are no wrong answers. All we want is your vote and your reason for voting for the one you pick to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We play these for you, and then you call 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE, or you email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, and you get to pick which is going to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery recently on the program. We were talking with him about the objections leveled against Christianity. And one of them was that the Old Testament is kind of a bunch of myths and legends all wound together. And the critics will tell you, oh golly, you can't depend on the Old Testament. This was Dr. Montgomery's response.
Errors and contradictions in principle trouble you, try my analogy of the balance scale. Into one pan of the balance, you put the contradictions you think are a problem. And in the other pan of the balance, you put Jesus' view of the Old Testament. Now, Jesus is God Almighty. He proved this by his resurrection from the dead. So the weight of that pan of the balance is always going to outweigh any problems you might have with an alleged error or contradiction. I mean, this doesn't give you a right to be a cavalier. You still need to check out the problem. But this means that in the final analysis, it is always more reasonable to assume that Jesus is right in regard to the Old Testament than that the critic is right. I mean, last we heard Sam Harris has not risen from the dead, but Jesus has. So my tendency is to go along with Jesus' view of the Old Testament.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from a caller, Joe, and the response by Dr. Stephen Hine. They're talking about the new man.
Repentance is defined as fear and confidence or faith. The new man that we're talking about, could it be the publican in the parable in Luke? He was fearful and yet confident in God's mercy. My thought was this tied in with Luther's first of his theses that the entire Christian life is one of repentance. So rather than looking for better works out of ourselves, that the new man would be the repentant man, basically.
I think you hit it straight on. Everything that the scriptures wish to teach us about the new man is an article of faith. In other words, we believe in that new man because God says he creates it in baptism, that God matures it through the gospel, and he doesn't have his law there lodged into our heart by which we might see how the new creation is doing, but rather that we might see even ever more clearly the magnitude of our sin to bring about a greater and a more profound sense of repentance, which makes us hungry and keeps us going back again and again to feed on the grace by which we are saved and by which we mature.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? Give us a call and tell us why. 1-877-762-3693, or email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from a caller. No, I'm sorry. It comes from a Dr. R. Scott Clark. Very simple. What's wrong with the emergent church movement?
I think the three fundamental issues are, A, it's not biblical. B, it has nothing to do with historic reformational Protestant theology, piety, and practice. And in C, it's not recognizably Christian. Apart from that, it's great. I mean, if those three things don't mean anything to you, then I think, okay, the emerging and emergent movements are probably an option. But if those three things mean something to you, then I think you ought to be very cautious about these movements.
All right, that's soundbite number three. If you want to vote for it, for soundbite of the week this week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. And here's soundbite number four. It's a fourth and final for your consideration. Get ready to call after this. Soundbite number four comes from host emeritus of Issues Etc., Dr. Don Matzett, preaching a Reformation sermon and wondering what would happen if the Reformation happened today.
What kind of a culture would you have where the selling of indulgences would be a viable fundraising effort? Can you imagine if we want to raise money to air condition our church and somebody in the voters' assembly suggests, why don't we sell indulgences? I think we'd have a better shot at getting lottery tickets. Because would anybody buy an indulgence? Does anybody really care? In the 16th century, the issue of sin was prominent. The issue of escaping the judgment of God was prominent. What's more important to us today? The issue of sin, or whether the Steelers beat Oakland? Whether we go to heaven or they go to the Super Bowl? Our security in heaven or the security for our retirement? If the event of the Reformation took place today, nobody would care. Because that whole issue of my sin, God's judgment, my fear, heaven, hell. How much time do you spend thinking about it?
All right, there's the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration today as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're going into the break, but we want to hear from you. We're coming to you live this Friday, October the 31st, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-MYIE. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week after this.
International human rights attorney and law professor Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the importance of Issues Etc.
Before settling in England and France, I had my own Christian radio program for 10 years in California and 2 years in Washington State. I was also a regular for over a decade on national religious television. In a word, I have had a great deal of contact with evangelical programming, both good and bad, and my judgment in this area is probably worth something. In my opinion, Issues Etc. is one of the very few programs on Christian radio willing to discuss tough questions with solid theological answers. I consider it a great privilege to be able to appear on the program regularly, and I commend it to every serious listener.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making an online gift today, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for your support.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the Sponsors section of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. Issuesetc.org.
Okay, here's the list to choose from, just to refresh your memory. Soundbite number one, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Alleged errors and contradictions in the Old Testament, not a problem. Soundbite number two, Caller Joe and Dr. Stephen Hine talking about the new man, the ever-repentant man. Soundbite number three, Dr. R. Scott Clark with a short list of what's wrong with the emergent church movement. Or soundbite number four, and I want to hear from you, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number four, Dr. Don Matz, host emeritus of Issues, etc. What if the Reformation happened today? Could we even sell or give away the forgiveness of sins in a culture that doesn't care about sin or forgiveness, or a church that matter in some cases? Let's play soundbite of the week. I want to hear from you, 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Reformation Day, Friday, October the 31st. Hey, this is some anniversary for Issues Etc. Did you know that? We started on Reformation Sunday when? Long, long ago in a radio station far, far away, we started on Reformation Sunday. It's kind of I don't know what anniversary it is, but it's one of them. Okay. This vote comes from Ken in Bridgeport, Nebraska. He says, I vote for soundbite. And Craig, you got to keep track here, please. I vote for the following soundbite. Soundbite number two, Caller Joe and Dr. Stephen Hine. Now, he doesn't give a reason. Please, if you email us or call us with your vote, give us a reason for your choice of soundbite of the week. Nathan in Little Rock, Arkansas says, first, I'd like to thank you for making it possible for me to participate in soundbite of the week, which I'm not able to do otherwise. Yet another way that you're proving your love for your on-demand listeners. As for my vote, while all the quotes were excellent, I cast my vote for soundbite number two, Caller Joe and Dr. Stephen Hine, on the new man, because it places the emphasis on Christ and the faith he gives us. It's not the law and what we do, giving us sinners such great comfort. Thanks, says Nathan in Little Rock. That's a vote for soundbite number two. That's two votes for soundbite number two. Angus in Mequon, Wisconsin, votes for soundbite number one. It's Dr. John Warwick Montgomery's Christ-centered epistemology. That's a fancy way of talking about how you know what's true. And he says all the soundbites were good. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. This one comes from Mark in St. Louis. He says, soundbite number two, Caller Joe and Dr. Stephen Hine. That's three votes if I'm keeping track correctly. Since this is an election year and I'm from Chicago, a city known worldwide for its political corruption of voter fraud, I thought I would stuff the ballot box on behalf of my soundbite of the week. I don't want to be annoying, so could you assume that I have sent you about 1,000 emails on behalf of soundbite number two? Sorry, just one vote, Mark, but thank you nonetheless. 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org. This one comes from Carl in Herman, Minnesota. He says, I vote for number two because I believe that many folks have a misunderstanding about what it means to live the Christian life, and Joe and Dr. Hine have helped clear away the cobwebs of evangelical sanctification. Thank you so much for listening, for playing Soundbite of the Week in Herman, Minnesota, Carl. This one comes from Matt in Imperial, Nebraska, another Nebraska vote. He simply says, I vote for Dr. Matzett. That would be soundbite number four. And thanks for your vote, Matt. Russell in Columbus, Indiana says, as always, keep up the good work. I listened to the four soundbites. I was getting ready to vote for number three, as I'm always glad to hear someone give praise to the heretical done really well. After all, we should give credit where credit is due, even on those on their way into the fiery lake side retirement. I like that. These are smart listeners. But when I heard Dr. Matzett passionately remind me of my own godless disregard about things eternal, I was convicted, and I have to vote for soundbite number four and seek out my pastor for a healthy dose of confession and God's sweet absolution. Russell, thank you very much. That's a vote for soundbite number four. This one comes from James in Hoopston, Illinois. He says, soundbite number four, Dr. Matzit, too many people equate forgiveness with permission, tolerance with approval. Instead of seeing the gospel as the cure for sin, they see it as an approval of slavery to sin. Sin has evolved from a damning reality into a mild inconvenience for so many people. We really do have the smartest listeners. And as a result, says James, the gift of salvation has evolved into a nice to have instead of a saving necessity. Dr. Matzit's message is one that we all need to hear on a regular basis. A vote for soundbite number four. This one comes over the instant messenger, by the way, Jeff. You're not getting it. Soundbite number two from Chris. He says, it's Reformation Day, and the first thesis of the 95 thesis states, our Lord and Master Christ Jesus willed that the whole life of believers should be a life of repentance. Thank you very much, Chris, for IMing that one in. Scott in Illinois is on the line. Scott, welcome to Issues Etc.
Happy Reformation Day, Pastor Wilkin.
And to you as well.
Oh, thank you. I have to agree with my friend James up in Hoopston. To me, there is only one clear choice for soundbite of the week. Chalk one up for number four with Dr. Matzit on the grounds of succinct, attention-grabbing truth. He excels at having us realize that in 500 years, sin as a concept has gone from an enormous personal and societal crisis to being no more than an oopsie or a boo-boo. And I can't say I'm surprised that it's gone this direction, since our fallen inclination is to enthrone ourselves as God. And the church doesn't have to give in. The martyrs died for better. And sadly, the Reformation taking place now under the auspices of the Purpose-Driven Movement and others fails to bring to light the problem of sin, instead proclaiming deeds, not creeds. That can't be farther from the truth. A better response would be repentance, not complacence, and Christ in our place, not us fending for ourselves with God doing us favors.
Scott, thank you very much. Very well put. Thanks for your vote. It's soundbite number four he's voting for. This one comes from Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. She says, I like Joe and Dr. Hine and the sermon clip from Dr. Matzit. They both dealt with sin in our society, doesn't recognize sin anymore. But I'm going with Joe and Dr. Hine because it is with the repentant life continually going to the Word and Sacrament to be freed that we have peace. A vote for soundbite number two. Thanks, Marilyn. James in Evansville, Illinois, I believe, says, number two, Joe and Dr. Hine. Then Luann in Champaign, Illinois, says, I love the idea of voting ahead, so I cannot do so. I cannot do so at work. I'm still chuckling over Dr. Montgomery's statement last week about death kind of ruining one's day, just the way he said it. But this week, I really like soundbite number four. It really shows how far the culture has gone when, honestly, even an indulgence would not sell because the culture in general no longer thinks much about heaven or hell or worry about storing up treasures on earth. Soundbite number four. This one comes from Elaine in Winnipeg, Canada. She says, I voted for Pastor Matzit's Reformation sermon because it's definitely hits home in today's materialistic society. We definitely do not stop and think about such things as sin, heaven, hell, as we should. Luke 12, verse 36 says, seek the kingdom of God and all of these things will be added unto you. If we did this, we would put things in perspective. She says, nice idea to put up the sound bites ahead of time. It wasn't our idea. It was a listener's idea. This one comes from Robert in St. Louis. He says, very first time voting for soundbite of the week, Dr. Matzit's soundbite and his Reformation sermon. He summed up the problem in our culture today. We're consumed with every concern or preoccupation, but the one that truly matters, namely forgiveness, life, and salvation. Thanks for making the soundbites available to your podcast listeners, says Robert. A couple more here. Mark in Starkville, Mississippi. I thought that Dr. Clark's discussion was fantastic. That's soundbite number three. He certainly had a broad grasp of the larger emerging movement. And then he said he did a great job of demonstrating that postmodernity is just ultra-modernity. Jim in Minnesota says, I vote for Dr. Montgomery's soundbite number one. He's right. Jesus' resurrection should be a pretty intimidating credential to the skeptic. Nick says, I vote for four. Would the Reformation even matter today? So many people want to hear relevance in a postmodern, non-denominational church. Well, here it is, your relevant message. Listen up, folks. This one comes from Frederick in Appleton. He says, my favorite soundbite is Dr. Matzit, number four, because we so seem to appreciate the situation in my congregation. Thanks for your vote there. Here's the winner, Dr. Don Matzit, on the Reformation Today.
What kind of a culture would you have to have where the selling of indulgences would be a viable fundraising effort? Can you imagine if we want to raise money to air condition our church and somebody in the voters' assembly suggests, why don't we sell indulgences? I think we'd have a better shot at getting lottery tickets. Because would anybody buy an indulgence? Does anybody really care? In the 16th century, the issue of sin was prominent. The issue of escaping the judgment of God was prominent. What's more important to us today? The issue of sin, or whether the Steelers beat Oakland? Whether we go to heaven or they go to the Super Bowl? Our security in heaven or the security for our retirement? If the event of the Reformation took place today, nobody would care. Because that whole issue of my sin, God's judgment, my fear, heaven, hell. How much time do you spend thinking about it?
Thanks to everybody for playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. One of our emailers and voters asked whether or not the links there at the website would be permanent. Yes, they are. Whether or not they'll be able to embed them on their blog, I think they certainly will be able to. Thanks to everybody for playing Soundbite of the Week and for Dr. Don Matzett for that great soundbite. Dr. Arthur Just follows. In the next hour, we're going to study the Reformation hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, on this Reformation Day. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.